Now it's time to go on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place. Peter, P.J. O'Rourke, and Amy Dickinson are tied for first with 3 points each. Roy Blunt Jr. has 2.
Mm-hmm. All right, Roy, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when they begin your first question. Fill in the blank. In an address marking its 60th anniversary, President Bush reiterated the, quote, unbreakable relationship between the U.S. and blank.
Israel.
Right. NPR's Melissa Block was recording an interview on location in Chengdu, China, when the blank hit.
Earthquake.
Right, saying sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Barack Obama wore a blank while campaigning in West Virginia.
An American flag pin.
Yes, on his lapel. Prolific pop artist Blank died this week at age 82.
Robert Rauschenberg.
Right, a Florida man is suing the local police department after he was ticketed for blanking at the beach.
Oh, wearing a thong.
Yeah, wearing a Speedo, bathing suit.
Speedo.
Yes. Gawker.com aired a video of Blank from his days as Inside Edition host screaming expletives at a producer.
Bill O'Reilly.
Right. A New York real estate agent and the lamb for murder was the 1,000th fugitive caught by the TV show Blank.
America's Most Wanted.
Right. The Virgin Mary has made yet another appearance as an apparition, this time in the blank of a Monterey, California man.
It sounds like it's no place that she ought to be. In the beard.
No, in the road burn on his knee from a motorcycle accident. Mark Lipton was not wearing his leather pants when he lost control of the motorcycle and slid 50 feet, but that turned out to be a blessing, according to him, because the Virgin Mary intervened and protected him from serious injury. He left her holy image in the road burn on his leg.
Oh.
The Diocese of Monterey has not said whether it will investigate Lipton's wound as an official apparition of the Holy Mother. But they were heard to say unofficially, dude, that's gross. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz? I think well.
He had a great round, Peter. Woo! 7 correct answers for 14 more points.
Oh!
He has 16 points, and Roy has the lead.
We flipped a coin, and Amy has elected to go next. So, Amy, fill in the blank. California's Supreme Court affirmed blank couples have the right to get married.
Gay.
Right, same sex. During a speech in Ohio, blank suggested the war in Iraq could be won during his first term.
McCain.
Right. Senator Joe Biden said this is bull bleep in reply to President Bush's veiled accusation that Democrats want to appease blanks.
Iran? No. Appease Nazis? Appease...
All of the above.
All of the above, yeah. Terrorists, really. No. The chief astronomer at the blank said there was no conflict between believing in God and believing in the possibility of space aliens.
The National Observatory?
No, the Vatican. The Vatican.
Observatory.
A Texas man playing poker with his friends was taken to the hospital with minor injuries after he blanked.
Put out a cigar in his friend's
no,
face.
No, he decided to use his gun to scratch his back. Restaurateurs in Chicago breathed a sigh of relief as a 2-year ban on blank was repealed.
Fuck, wow.
Rod, Tom Stoppard was among the nominees announced for this year's Blank Awards.
Tony?
Right, an Arizona couple learned the hard way that when you run into the desert trying to get away from the police, you should not blank.
Throw yourself onto a cactus.
Yes! That's what they did.
No! Oh, my God!
Good work! Good work!
Christopher Somas and Ashley Strahan got caught passing a forged check, so they led police in a high-speed chase through the desert. They ditched their car and ran away on foot, hoping to get away. Then they were back, gingerly picking their way out of the cactus patch. I'm so stupid, said Somas, as cactus spines were being removed from his body. The pair has had a previous brush with the law as the masterminds of a porcupine kidnapping plot. Gone horribly wrong. Ooh. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 13 points, but Roy still has the lead. He has 16.
Whoa. Roy's the man.
Well,
Roy's the man.
Never know.
All right, so how many then does PJ need to win?
7 correct answers.
7.
Ain't happening.
Yeah.
No.
Confidence. Here we go.
No.
This is for the game, PJ, fill in the blank. For the third time in as many months, a blank party candidate lost a special election to a House seat, this time in Mississippi.
A Republican.
Yes, although the press was not allowed at the ceremony, photos of Blank's wedding were released to the public on Monday.
Jenna Bush.
Right. Former Republican Congressman Blank announced that he will run for president as a Libertarian.
Bob Barr.
Because of a decline in polar sea ice, the Interior Department...
Polar bears.
Yes, designating the polar bear. Species. Manny Ramirez of the Boston Red Sox made a great catch in the outfield, blanked, and then threw the ball to first for a double play.
Oh, he gave a high five to
Yes, he did. You know that. Very good, PJ. Two Davids, David Archuleta and David Cook, will battle for the title in the finale of this year's blank.
American Idol?
Yes. No. NBC announced that when Conan O'Brien begins hosting The Tonight Show, blank will take over as host of Late Night.
Jimmy Fallon.
Right. A woman in White Plains, New York, helped police find the man who stole her laptop by blanking.
By emailing him.
No, almost. By logging in remotely and telling the computer to take his picture.
No!
Clever, huh?
Not as clever as throwing yourself under cactus foot, almost.
Apple Store employee Kate Duplego was not concerned when her MacBook was stolen. She just waited until her stolen computer was online. She logged on to her Back to My Mac program remotely and snapped a couple of crystal clear photos of thieves Edmund Shahikian and Ian Frias. She then shared the photos with the police and her friends, one of whom said, "Hey, that's Ian." Carl, did PJ do well enough to win?
He needed 7 correct answers to win, and he had 7
correct
answers.
My God!
So, with 17 points, PJ O'Rourke is this week's champion.